Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters.
Keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. On the line, I have Julio and Katrina Flores. Hi, guys.
Hello. Hi.
Well, I'm really excited that you're on the show today. And as we were saying off air, I'm really excited that you're in the warmth today.
Yes, it was cold yesterday.
So you guys spent 12 hours outside in the Birchwood Trails. And I do want to just talk about, you know, why you did that. So you were out there yesterday from 7 until 7. And we've got an extreme cold warning in effect today, but it certainly wasn't warm yesterday. Why don't you tell me a little bit about why you were out there?
Well, I think, first of all, we were really lucky that the weather was much nicer yesterday. So the main reason was to celebrate our brother Sam's birthday and to bring some awareness about mental wellness and the importance of it. So, it was just trying to turn our tragic loss into something positive and do something in our community.
Okay, so it was Ben's birthday, who is your son, Julio. Could you tell me a little bit about Ben?
Ben was an amazing young man. He was full of character. He knew what who he was and the things he believed in, and he was just very kind, thoughtful, and just thoughtful all around. You know, he always had other people first in mind, and he always, was concerned and worried sometimes about the well-being of the people around him.
Sounds like a great guy. I'm really sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Yeah, he was.
So I understand he passed away in 2016. So has it been 5 years now?
Yes, 5 years.
And what made you decide to start Birchwood for Ben?
I think it's a combination of things. First of all, to realize that there is so much need to sometimes understand grief, and I'll speak for myself. To me, it was a changing moment when I first saw a professional to speak about it. And, they told me, key things. I'll elaborate on that about, how sometimes forgetting things is just part of grief. And to me, that was a changing moment, where I realized, there are things that I don't know, I don't understand about, these processes and, how hurt and all of that may impact us. So that made me realize that, the importance of seeking professional advice and, just always being active. Katrina and I have always, done a lot of physical work, and so we just decided that we will do this. We will put ourselves out there, sharing our pain and just try to make something positive out of it.
And Ben loved the trails as well. He and I and my dad, we grew up on the trails, just whether it be biking to school, walking through them, doing some exploring. And so that was always a nice way to enjoy each other and just kind of achieve some solitude and peace by walking through the trails here. He also struggled with his mental health, but even during his struggles, he was just always kind and genuine and full of fun, loving energy. And it was always...
I love that.
You could always pick up on that. And anybody who met him, they just felt his spirit and his energy, and they were truly touched by him. And that's always something that I remember and admire about my brother.
So you did spend 12 hours in the trails yesterday. What was it like?
It was, honestly, it didn't feel too cold. We had the right gear. We had warm company. So that definitely helped keep our spirits high, and the 12 hours just flew by. It was awesome.
And so you mentioned that, you know, you did go to counseling, you did seek help, and you had a great experience of understanding grief. And Birchwood for Ben is not just a day to reflect on and celebrate Ben, but also a way to get the word out about mental health, right?
Yeah, it's about creating awareness. As the saying goes, sometimes we don't know what we don't know. And, you know, just getting a little bit of knowledge and understanding, I think it goes a long way. And, you know, just having the conversation, it really makes us watch our mental wellness and think about mental wellness. So, yeah, it's about just the awareness, for sure.
And I know you raised quite a large number of funds last year, and you're hoping to surpass that this year, right?
Yep.
Yeah, sure. Sure have. And we did raise quite a bit of money last year, and we are much higher this year, actually. And it's just incredible, you know, given the time of, you know, that we're all experiencing with, you know, with the global situation, but, you know, the generosity and willingness from people to support and to encourage is just amazing. We are at about, last time I checked, I think it was about $7,500. The goal was $4,200. And we have it up until the 11th. And we hope that we continue to increase that, because having those programs and having those things in the community, they really create an impact. And, you know, if even one person is touched, I think that person can be a transmitter for, you know, the next person, and so forth and so on. So it's, we're hoping, you know, the funds are going to continue to increase, but we'll also understand that, you know, times are tough.
For sure. That's amazing. Thank you so much for working so hard to be able to keep those programs active here in Fort McMurray.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
And yes, even about the donations, it is a testament to our community and their strength during times of need and just adversity during the fires, the floods, and now the pandemic. It's amazing that we can still all get together and raise funds for such a good cause.
Agreed. And you can find a link to donate to the cause for Birchwood for Ben on our website or on CMHA's Facebook page, the Canadian Mental Health Association of Wood Buffalo. We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to be hearing more from Julio and Katrina Flores and all about their fundraiser called Birchwood for Ben. It's in honor of Katrina's brother and Julio's son, who lost their life about 5 years ago. And it's a way that Julio and Katrina are celebrating Ben's life and helping out a cause that's near and dear into their heart while doing so. We'll be right back on Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. Today we're talking about Birchwood for Ben, an annual event that happens in the Birchwood Trails for 12 hours every February. It happened yesterday. It was its second year in a row, and it's to honor Ben, who is Julio Flores' son and Katrina's brother, who sadly passed away in 2016. On the line, Julio and Katrina are chatting with us about Ben and about the fundraiser and why they're doing it. So I know you said that yesterday was Ben's birthday. Is that specifically why you chose to spend the 12 hours in the freezing cold in February?
Yeah, we thought, you know, for the past, for the three previous years, we didn't really know how best to celebrate his birthday. And so my dad came up with the idea. He talked with me and my mom, and we just thought, yes, since he loved the trail so much that, you know, there's no better way to celebrate his birthday than getting out on the trails, encouraging others to do so, and just, you know, enjoying each other's company at a distance this year. And just, yeah, getting out there, having a little bit of fun and it's just a great way to remember Ben.
For sure. And I love that you said that, you know, getting to see some people on the trails as well. Did you find some friends out while you were out there?
Yes, we did. I think we had about maybe 30 people at different times throughout the day, maybe more, that we missed. But it was, yes, it was great. Everybody was, you know, in high spirits and thinking of Ben and, you know, just coming together in a socially distanced manner, of course, to just have a little bit of fun and get active.
That is wonderful. So tell me about the Canadian Mental Health Association. Have they been kind of cheering you on as well and working with you about it?
The local chapter has been incredible, very supportive, very encouraging. You know, it all has gone really, really organically. We want to keep everything in a very much a Ben style, nothing too complicated or too crazy. And but, you know, everything has just come together so nicely. And it's due to the support from, you know, many people that have been alongside with me, working and helping and coming up with ideas. And a lot of times there are things I really haven't even thought about it. And somebody may mention something and that will initiate another step or just spark something else to do. So yeah, the chapter here has been amazing. Emma there is such a genuine, caring person for the community and for what she does, and it's been really, really encouraging.
That's wonderful. So you were saying before the fundraiser is open till February 11th, right?
Yes.
And where can people find the link to donate?
I have it posted on Facebook, and the Canadian Mental Health chapter here has shared the link as well. We do it through an organization that we have always organized different fundraisers, and it's called Canada Helps. And they just do all the administrative work with, you know, receipts and all of that, and they handle, they do all the administrative work, so it's fairly easy. And you can find it at canadahelps.org, and the event is called Bridgewood for Ben.
Awesome. Thanks so much for joining me, guys. Did you have anything else you'd like to add?
Just wanted to also recognize the people that have gotten out and gone for walks outside of Fort McMurray as well, from Toronto, Vancouver, Vancouver Island, Calgary. This year has just been, you know, great for those long distance relationships in that, you know, we can still keep connected at this time and have that support from a distance. It's awesome.
Anything from you, Julio?
Yeah, I think I'm just nodding here at Katrina because, yeah, it's reached out a lot. You know, we have family in Colombia, in the States, in France, in Mexico, Spain, and, you know, just different places. And I think it's just been amazing.
Wow, really cool. My guests this morning are Julio and Katrina Flores. Thank you so much for joining me, guys, and thank you for sharing your story.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys, for all the work that you've done. You know, you've been amazing at supporting us, and, you know, as a family, you know, with Christine, Katrina, and myself, we just really appreciate all the support that we have received from the community and you guys promoting and talking about it as well.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so glad that you're feeling the love in this community. That is so great. My guests this morning, Julio and Katrina Flores, talking about Birchwood for Ben. Birchwood for Ben is a fundraiser for the Canadian Mental Health Association of Wood Buffalo, and you can find a link to donate to the fundraiser until February 11th over on the CMHA's Facebook page. We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters. We'll be right back.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Press conference from yesterday afternoon. She talks about a new scam out there, as well as some information about vaccines and about variant cases.
Good afternoon, everyone. I want to alert Albertans that AHS has received reports of some people over 75 receiving phone calls telling them that they can book their COVID-19 immunization for a fee. This is not a legitimate claim. This is a scam. Due to limited vaccine supply coming into the province, we are not yet able to offer the vaccine to all Albertans over the age of 75. When we do, the vaccine will be free of charge. Neither AHS nor any other community provider will ever be asking for payment for the vaccine. If you receive these calls, please hang up immediately and report to the non-emergency line of your local law enforcement. All of our efforts are to limit the spread of COVID-19 and in turn to help more families from going through the pain of having a loved one in hospital, in ICU, or tragically losing a loved one to this virus. We have now detected 68 variant cases in the province. Unfortunately, out of the 11 new confirmed variant cases yesterday, all of which are B117, or the strain first identified in the UK, seven of these currently have no known link to travel. Investigation is underway with detailed follow-up of all these cases and their contacts. Two of the new cases, which are travel-related, have been identified as having potentially exposed two additional schools in the Calgary zone. As I mentioned in previous updates, these individuals did nothing wrong, and unfortunately, the exposure was the result of an overlap in incubation and quarantine periods. In the schools that we identified exposures in earlier this week, I am happy to report that there has still been no spread detected within any of these classes despite enhanced testing. However, with these two new schools, as before, it is important to know that anyone who may have been exposed was already quarantined after the initial COVID positive test. We are now offering all close contacts the chance to get tested twice as a precautionary measure. We are actively reviewing the literature and experience around the globe to assess if additional measures are needed in schools and other settings in the weeks ahead. Evidence is still emerging, but we are watching closely. If we need to make changes, we will do so. Today, I'd like to end by talking briefly about vaccine safety and what the emergence of new variants means for our vaccines. So far, we have administered more than 112,000 doses of vaccine in the province. More than 21,700 Albertans have now been fully immunized with two doses. We continue to monitor every dose administered for any adverse events. And so far, we have not seen a significant increase in the rate or severity of reactions. For more than 112,000 doses, there have been 53 adverse events reported. This rate is on par with this year's pneumococcal vaccination program. 11 of these events were an allergic reaction, and these individuals will see an allergist before getting their second dose. The most common other reactions have been symptoms such as swollen lymph nodes, diarrhea, vomiting, or a rash. We are posting daily updates online, and I will continue to share them with you because I know it's important for Albertans to understand that we are closely monitoring the immunization program and that no safety signals have been reported with either vaccine. Current evidence from around the world indicates that these vaccines are safe and the benefit of being protected from COVID-19 outweighs the very rare risk of a minor adverse event. In addition to the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines currently being administered, Health Canada continues to rigorously review other vaccine candidates and will approve those that are found to be safe and effective. When it's your turn to receive the vaccine, I ask that you make the choice to be immunized. Whether you're doing it to protect yourself, your family, or perhaps those you don't even know, your immunization will save lives. As we wait an increased and stabilized vaccine supply, I know many people have questions about how these vaccines work on the new COVID-19 variants. As you know, several new strains of the SARS-CoV-2 virus, or the variants that we are talking about, have been identified in Alberta and around the world. These variants are similar to, but more infectious than the strain we've experienced so far. Evidence is still emerging on the effectiveness of the vaccines on these variants. It's important to remember that the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are only a few months old, just like the variants. There is much we do not yet know, though researchers around the world are investigating. Early investigations so far appear to suggest the current vaccines may be somewhat less effective against some of the new variants in terms of preventing all symptoms of COVID-19. However, even against the variants, these vaccines still appear to be extremely effective at preventing severe cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. Again, research is still emerging, and there are a large number of vaccines being developed as we speak, so we will continue to watch the emerging literature closely. However, this is a positive sign and one that we can all take hope in. At the same, it is also a reminder that we cannot simply wait for the vaccines to arrive. As a number of people have said recently, viruses can't mutate if they don't replicate, and variants can't spread if we don't give them the opportunity. I know it isn't easy, but we need to keep focused on following the measures in place and trying to limit in-person interactions whenever we can. We need to harness our collective power to prevent cases from rising so we protect one another and the healthcare system and continue to keep each other safe.
Once again, that was Dr. Dina Hinshaw from her press conference yesterday afternoon. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today here on Fort McMurray Matters, but be sure and tune in every weekday at noon for a fresh episode. I'm Steph Seidel, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.